Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastyatya Devasatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivatha Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Hare Krishna. Continuation with the demons of Vrindavan, removing the anarthas. First day we went over the anarthas and the process of bhakti. And how the anarthas are removed and what are the anarthas. And we started to speak about the different demons. Spoke about Putana, Kaliya, and Kaliya, Vatsasura.
Vatsasura.
Today it's a little special emphasis. It's explained that there are two demons that were killed by Balaram in Vrindavan, that is. Two demons in Vrindavan that were killed by Balaram. One is called
Deinukasura
and the other one is called Palambasura. These two demons, the anarthas they represent, which I'll explain in a few moments. The anarthas can, the removal of anarthas are a little bit different in how we remove the anarthas
with
the demons that Krishna killed, those anarthas that are represented in those demons.
Od anarti koje se predstavljene s demonima koje je ubio Krishna.
These two,
ova dva demona,
anartes,
ove dve anarte,
one must work on them
osoba
themselves
na
very strongly. In other words, by one's own efforts and the direction and mercy of the spiritual master, one has to throw off these anartes. Whereas in the other ones, the process of bhakti, works in such a way that as we follow it, we can purify from the anarthas. These one has to consciously be aware of these anarthas and work to rid them.
Deinukasura
represents ignorance of knowledge of the soul through gross material intelligence or the bad mentality
of
carrying too many material burdens. A jackass or an ass is one who carries a big load. Works very hard for nothing. So this anartha, where one is ignorant of the idea that I am spiritual. In other words,
a
gross bodily conception of life and the mentality that comes with that, which means that I have to somehow or other take on so many material activities in order to become Krishna conscious or become happy.
Like that.
So one has to work on it
directly.
And with the mercy of the spiritual master in one's own endeavor, one can kick out Deinukasura in one's life. And the other one is
Palambasura.
Again, the effort has to be made individually. And that is lusty attraction for the opposite sex
and
the desire for profit, adoration, and distinction. Again, one has to make one's own individual efforts to remove these bad mentalities or anartas.
So we'll speak a little bit about them. iz svoga srca. I sad ću ja malo govoriti o njima.
We have some sheets that were given out to the devotees on the first day. I think maybe some of you didn't get them. These are the 16 anarthas listed and also a chart. On one, in the chart it shows the anarthas and at what stage of one's Krishna consciousness the anarthas are removed. And this other sheet is similar, but there's other things there also. Anyone, just raise your hand if you didn't get one of these, and then Mayapur Chandra Prabhu will give you one of each. These are good. These are good charts to keep with you. You can see what the anarthas are, and at what stage of bhakti they become removed. And there's different levels of removing. There's five ways to remove an artha. One artha goes, many anartha goes. All the anarthas go, and then all the anarthas go without coming back. So we'll speak about Denuk. Who is Denukasura? Interesting personality.
Ko je Denukasura? To je vrlo zanimljiva osoba.
These demons are interesting because they all have a history in previous lives of being cursed to become demons.
Da su u prošlom životu bili prokleti da postanu demoni.
Sometimes you have to be careful. Somebody might curse you to become a demon.
Morate biti oprezni da vas neko ne prokune i postanete demon.
Maybe a demon in Vrindavan.
Ali dobro.
Be killed by Krishna.
Zamislite postanete demon u Vrindavan i ubije vas Krishna.
I don't think it'll happen, but still.
Mislim da se to neće dogoditi.
It does happen.
Ali ipak se zbiva, se dešava.
According to the Garga Samhita, in his previous life, he was the son of Bali Maharaj named Sahasika.
Po imenu Sahasika.
And he offended Durvas Muni by disturbing him when the Muni was meditating. Sahasika was making a lot of noise while he was enjoying with 10,000 women.
Zabavljao sa 10,000 žena.
Only 10,000.
Samo 10,000.
On Mount Gadamadana.
Na Gadamadana planini.
Durvasa cursed him by him to become an ass, saying, "Fool, ass-like person, become an ass." Oh, demon, after 400,000 years in the transcendental circle of Mathura, in the sacred forest of Talavan, you will attain liberation by Lord Balaram's hand. He could not be killed by Krishna because Krishna had given his word to Prahlad Maharaj that he would not kill any of his family members. So Prahlad Maharaj, in that line, Prahlad Maharaj, his son was, what was his name? Virochana.
Njegov
and Virochana's son
Virochana,
was Bali.
A Virochana ima
and Bali's
sina
son was
Bali,
Sahasika.
A Bali ima sina po imenu Sahasika.
So Sahasika was a great-grand disciple. Great-grandson of Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaja.
And therefore, Krishna said, "I will never kill anyone in your family."
Je rekao, neću biti nikoga
u familiji. Therefore, Balaram had to do the job.
Prahlad Maharaj, zato je Balaram morao obaviti.
That's the history.
Taj zadatak. I znači, to je povijest Denuke.
So one day, the cowherd boys, they came to Krishna. They said, "Krishna, you know,
rekli mu, Krishna,
there's this forest nearby here. It's called Talavan.
Talavan se zove.
And you know, there's so many beautiful palm trees.
And
on these palm trees are so many nice fruits. And these fruits are the best of all fruits. And if you just take a minute, Krishna, and just smell, you can smell the sweetness of the fruits. The wind is blowing, the fragrance and the aroma of these sweet fruits. Isn't it so nice? We would like some of these fruits, but there's a problem. There's a demon there. His name is
Denuk.
He's an ass. And he has all his friends. They're all also big asses. That's a compliment, I guess, for Denuk.
To je kompliment, pretpostavljam, za demona.
And you know, they're just they don't let anybody in there. Even the birds have to leave because it's so bad. No animals. Nobody's allowed. Deinuk is just so, such a powerful person. He just kills anybody who goes in there. But you know, Krishna, we really like these fruits. And we want them. So please, let's get them. We know you can take care of demons. You said that to Krishna. And Krishna and Balaram said, okay. Because Krishna likes to please his friends. So they came, they were walking, and Balaram came into the forest. As soon as Balaram came in, he started shaking the trees. And all the fruits, boom, 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 boom. All the fruits were just falling to the ground. Nice, big, juicy fruits, all kinds of fruits. So this was making some noise. Deinuk was thinking, what's this? Who's in my forest? So he came, he saw Balaram. And Balaram was just eating a fruit. And he was just there. Deinuk charged at him, full force, this big-ass demon, and just kicked Balaram in the chest as hard as he could. Balaram didn't want to be bothered with him, so he just kept eating this fruit. Because he was enjoying the fruit. So the demon just became even more angry and he again charged. And this time he kicked even harder. And then Balaram said, well, that's enough. He's disturbing now. So he grabbed him by his hind leg and threw him up in a tree. Boom! And he hit the tree. And all the trees just went boom, one tree after another. Just it was like a hurricane came into this forest. And then Deinuk just went, actually, he died before he hit the tree. Because when Balaram swished him around like that, he was finished. He was, you know, imagine getting spun around by Balaram. It's not easy to stay alive. And then, you know, all these trees, it says like a hurricane came. All these trees were just falling one after another. It was just like one tree hitting another tree, another tree, another tree. Another tree, another tree, another tree, another tree, another tree. And it was good because all the fruits were falling on the ground and all the coward boys were thinking, well, now we can get the fruits. And then Deinuk's friends, cohorts and associates, they start charging at Balaram and Krishna. Krishna and Balaram were having a festival. They were grabbing these throwing them. And they were going up in the trees. And Prabhupada describes that all these demons were different colors. So it was like all this panoramic sight of all these different color asses in the trees. It looked very, you know, quite colorful. All these demons in the trees. And they were just, Krishna and Balaram were just having a good time just throwing these demons. For them it was just like, you know, fun.
Je to bila čista zabava.
Balaram ki jai. Devotees like when demons are killed, yes. We don't have any problem with, you know, devotees are non-violent. But when demons are killed, we become happy. There's a class of people who are spiritualists. They're devotees of Krishna, but they like to focus on Krishna's Rasa Lila and all his playful activities with the gopis. But when it comes to demons, they don't talk about that. They don't speak about those pastimes. But devotees really like to, you know, when Krishna kills the demons. And then the cowherd boy said, well done, well done, thank you. So many nice fruits. And they had a big picnic. So what does this demon represent? An ass. An ass is a foolish creature. Prabhupada sometimes in his lectures, he talks about an ass. What is an ass? An ass is an animal that, especially in India, I don't know in your country whether you have asses here. They use them also? Yeah, for carrying loads? Yes. In America, you don't see them so much. Because they, you know, America is more like, people are more like that. Can't tell the difference sometimes.
Ne možete ponekad zaista reći ko je ko. Ne možete razlikovati.
Big people.
Veliki ljudi.
So this, you know, mentality of working hard for nothing and working hard for somebody else.
ili za nekog drugog.
That's what the mentality is.
To,
the animal, if you give it a little grass or don't even give it grass, you simply put all kinds of load
ili ne date joj
and then
ništa,
you tempt the
natovarite.
Animal with some carrot or some grass and the animal thinks, oh, if I just work hard, or if I just move forward, I'll get the carrot, I'll get the grass.
Radim, ako,
and then it moves
naprijed,
and does all the work and then
mrkvu,
at the end it gets,
travu,
sometimes it gets the grass and sometimes Papa says the washerman doesn't give him anything. But he's so stupid because there's grass everywhere. All he has to do is look down. And he's thinking that if I don't work, I won't get my food. If I don't work, I can't maintain myself.
Ako ne radim, neću moći se
so this ass-like mentality of working hard simply to maintain oneself is, you know, it's foolishness. It's based on this idea that I'm this body and I have to work in order to do that. But devotees know that simply by engaging in devotional service, Krishna takes care. Krishna takes care of his devotees. So to work hard like an ass, it's the quality of Deinokasura. Or the idea, of course, when one works hard like an ass, obviously one doesn't understand their position as a spirit soul. Part and parcel of Krishna and the spirit soul. There's no work the spirit soul has to do. The spirit soul is perfect. We engage in devotional service. But that's not work. Devotional service is not work. You can write that down. It's not work. Sometimes we say, I have to work hard for Krishna. We use the word because it gives us some understanding of what we're doing. But there's no work in Krishna consciousness. It's all chanting, dancing, and feasting. If we have this mentality that I have to work hard in order to maintain myself, to take care of this body, then that's the
mentality.
Jackass foolishness, you know.
To je glupost, magarče,
so this mentality, how to get over it, one has to endeavor to cultivate knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Lord based on the teachings of the spiritual master and the scriptures, and engage in devotional service. So we don't want to, you know, be like Deinok, thinking that we are this body, and simply by satisfying the needs of the body, one can become happy. Needs of the body are eating, sleeping, maybe family life in some cases, and make some arrangements in order to live. But other than that, activities should be dedicated for devotional life. Sometimes devotees work very hard for money or to be happy, situate oneself nicely in the material world. But this is contrary to devotional life. It's not necessary. One should keep one's needs as minimum as possible and not become too much encumbered by what one thinks is the status quo or what goes on in this material world as, you know, a standard of living. Live simply, take what you need, maintain your family nicely, and spend enough time for Krishna consciousness. There's no work. One time, devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we have so much work to do. Prabhupada said, there's no work. But Prabhupada, we got all this service to do. Prabhupada said, it's not work. It's not work. It's chanting, dancing, and feasting. Prabhupada, we got all this work. Prabhupada said, no, it's simply chanting, dancing, and feasting. Anything we do is chanting, dancing, and feasting. Whether we're cooking or we're, you know, putting up the pandal, whatever we're doing. Why is it chanting, dancing, and feasting? Why isn't it work? Because it's glorification of the Lord. So whatever service we do is glorifying the Lord, therefore it's not work. It's simply glorification of the Lord. It may take different forms. And one may make some physical effort. But outside of that, outside in one's life, one should not become like a Deinok. simply working hard for money or trying to increase one's standard of living in no time for
Krishna. You have to have time for Krishna.
And if we take on too many material things and simply try to, you know, find happiness by these things, then there's no time for Krishna consciousness.
Onda nećemo imati vremena za svjesnost Krišna.
So live simply.
Zato živite jednostavno.
Take care of your needs in the most basic ways you can.
Najbazičniji, znači.
Okay, Dana Kosora.
Što jednostavnije možete.
Let's see what else is there on Danuk.
Šta drugo imamo od Danuke?
Okay. Palumbasaur. Palumbasaur, he's an interesting personality.
To je vrlo zanimljiva osoba, Palumba.
Palumba represents lust for the opposite sex, desire for profit, adoration and distinction. According to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in his previous life, he was Sudarshana,
one
of the brothers of Suhotra, who became
Bakasura.
According to Garga Samhita, he was Vijaya, the son of a Gandharva king named Huhu. He was cursed by Kuvera to become a demon for stealing some flowers from one of his gardens.
Cvijeće iz jedne od njegovih vrtova. Iz jednog od njegovih vrtova. Budete oprezni. Kod što se krađe cvijeća.
Lusty attraction from the opposite sex, greed for money, and a desire for sense gratification. These inclinations for increasing one's honor and prestige, the desire to be worshipped, these are all certainly very strong obstacles and very difficult to overcome. But if one understands that they are very detrimental for one's development in Krishna consciousness, one will very try, but one will try very enthusiastically to cut it out. If one endeavors in a humble mood, Krishna will certainly show his mercy. Then, upon the awakening of the mood of Baladev in the devotee's heart, these contaminations will be instantly removed. So we want to bring Balaram into our heart. Balaram represents the original spiritual master. He is the original spiritual master. And all spiritual masters are coming as represents the representatives of Lord Sri Balaram or Nityananda. It says here, the methods of the process of purification are very deep and mysterious, therefore it is necessary to learn them directly from a bona fide spiritual master. So I'll briefly tell the story of Palumbasura. Krishna and Balaram were playing. And they were herding cows. Krishna said, let's play a game. We'll have some competition. So they divided into two groups. One group was Krishna's side.
Jedna je bila Krišnina, druga je bila Balaramina grupa.
One demon disguised himself as a cowherd boy. His name was Palumba. And he snuck in and he took the side of Krishna.
I došao je na Krišninu stranu.
Now, in the competition, Krishna's side lost and Balaram's side won. Krišnina
strana je izgubila, a Balaramina je pobjedila.
The program was that the losing side would have to carry the winning side on their back.
Su pobjedili, da
so Palumba, he carried Balaram on his back.
Je nosio Balarama na svojim ramenima.
And that was like a celebration. I you had to carry the other side on your
proslava
back.
Sada. Ovi pobjeđeni trebaju nositi na
so,
leđima.
Palumba, he realized this is the Supreme Lord, so he decided to run away with him. So he started ahead in another direction, away from all the cowherd boys. And then, all of a sudden, when he was doing that, his
started
getting into his form as Palumba. He became this big monster. You know, Balaram, he's just like enjoying the pastime. And then he looks down and he says, what's this? This cowherd boy doesn't look like a cowherd.
Ovaj dječak poster više ne izgleda kao dječak poster.
Big monster, demon.
Veliki monstrum, demon.
Copper,
sa bakrem,
copper eyes and his
očima,
hair was like
njegova kosa,
bright red and he was just big, giant.
ogromno
black monster
crno čudovište
carrying Balaram far away.
Nosio Balaram,
so Balaram said okay
pa neko dobro
took his fist when
uzio se svom pestencom ga udario
finished
i gotovo
Jai Balaram ki and he just fell to the ground
on
his head was smashed
njegova glava
just like
gnječena.
A snake gets his head
upravo
smashed by a rock
zmijen, glava zmije smashed s kamenom
and then
takva je usporedba data
all the cowherd boys and Krishna ran over to see the ghastly scene as it says and then they saw this is not a cowherd boy and then they said Balaram well done well done and they congratulated Balaram gave him a garland, so many flowers, and
cvijeće,
thanked him for his nice. So Balaram was having.
Balaram.
So this demon, Palamba, he
Palamba,
represents, of course, we read that lust for the opposite sex, desire for profit, adoration, and distinction. Now, these, we might say, these. And artists are very much prominent
su jako istaknute
and very difficult to throw
jako
off.
Ih je teško odbaciti.
Huh. How to...
E sada kako,
one has to make it an effort,
osoba mora
individual effort,
pokušati,
to fight against these things
mora
and to remove them within their life.
Da ih se bori protiv njih, da ih uklone.
What is attraction for the opposite sex?
Znači
I mean, there's attraction for the opposite sex,
naravno,
and then there's lust for the opposite sex. It's different.
I postoji privlačnost i postoji požuda.
Of course, attraction is based on the same principle.
Se, naravno,
the living entity
principu.
Is by nature
biće,
part and parcel of
Krishna. Djelići čestice
Krishne. And we have a, what we say, a very powerful
and
well, what's the word? It's like a raging river type of love for Krishna. It's like a force that is
poput,
unimaginable. Our love for Krishna
is
like a raging
ljubav.
River.
To je kao, kao
and when we get in contact with Krishna just a little
rijeka,
bit, that love awakens
Krishnom,
and we feel some happiness.
Probudim,
but that's just
sreću.
Like a small, tiny little spark of the actual nature of our love for Krishna.
Iskrica prirode naše ljubavi prema Krishna.
When our love for Krishna is awakened,
ljubav prema Krishna se probudi,
we just simply study the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you can
see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
what
vidjeti.
A loving ecstasy is. He was exhibiting that
znači, on
it
to
was better to die than to live without Krishna.
Manifestirao, smatrao da je bolje umrijeti nego živjeti bez
Krishna. That's the feeling of that kind of love.
Osjećaj koju takva ljubav
budi. And that love is who we are.
A ta ljubav je ono što mi
jesmo. That love is it's our nature.
Ta ljubav je
we love Krishna completely, totally, and
potpuno
with great ecstasy and happiness.
I u velikoj ekstazi.
Now when that same loving propensity gets directed towards this material energy, it comes towards the objects of this world.
Onda se
and that becomes not love anymore, it's lust.
Na objekte ovoga
it's the same force, it's the same energy,
ljubav, požuda, to je ista
but
snaga,
it's
ista
changed.
Energia,
it's directed
izmijenjena.
In the wrong way.
Sada je usmjerena,
so the attraction for money
način. Privlačnost prema novcu,
the attachment for money, the attachment
novac,
and lusty desires for the opposite sex
are
simply a perverted reflection of our natural love for Krishna.
Odrazi,
that's all it is.
To je sve.
But because
no,
of our association with the material energy, we're so much conditioned that that is actually such a strong thing within the life of a devotee.
Stvar i u
so how to get over it? Of course,
kako
that's the process
nadeći,
of devotional service.
Razumije se, tu se radi o procesu
but one has to fight against these things.
Se mora boriti
otherwise,
u suprotnom,
one cannot make progress in devotional service.
Na putu posvećenog služenja.
How do we get over the attraction for
kako
the opposite
nadilazimo
sex?
Privlačnost
would you like to talk
spolu?
About that?
Da li da o tome
you sure?
Sigurni ste?
You can leave now if you don't
možete
want to hear this.
Sada.
What are we attracted to?
A čime smo mi zapravo privučeni?
If you analyze what is the body is, what is
tijelo zapravo
je? Combination of what?
To je
blood,
kombinacija
pus,
krvi,
urine,
gnoja,
stool,
urina, izmeta,
What else? There's some other nice stuff in there.
Ima još drugih finih stvari.
Mucus, bile,
sluz,
air,
zrak,
bones,
žuč, kosti,
veins, vene, so many nice things.
Puno lijepih stvari.
And then you cover it with a layer of skin.
I onda pokrijete to, pokrijete to sa slojem kože i kažete tako je to lijepo.
That's the body. If you analyze, what is this body? It's just simply a combination of all these nice elements. And you put a little skin layer over the top, and you say, oh, it's so beautiful. But then you look closely at the skin.
You put
the skin underneath the microscope, and what do you see? All these little worms running around. Yeah, because it's got all kinds of holes in it with hairs coming out. Right? That's the skin. It looks good from a distance.
Right?
And when you're in love, you don't care, you know, no matter what it looks like.
Hare
Krishna, I'm sorry. But, you know, this is what it is. And, you know, if you carefully analyze it, and there's all these little worms there because the skin cannot exist without having these little tiny little worms. They're microscopic, you can't see them. And they eat the bacteria that hits the skin in order to keep the skin fresh. They're actually part of the skin, the hygiene. But if you put it under a microscope, you'll see all these little things. So this is the material body. So that's what we're attracted to. But what makes the material body so attractive? It's really the soul within the body. Because the soul is so beautiful. And the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is unlimitedly attractive. Krishna is attractive, and the soul also has the many of the attractive features and qualities of Krishna also.
But
when it enters into a material body, the body actually looks like it's attractive. But it's actually the presence of the soul that makes the body attractive. When the body dies, nobody cares about it anymore, right? The same beautiful body. Prabhupada used to say that beautiful girl, there's no life in it there, but you throw it away. You know, put it in a hole and put some dirt on top of it. I mean, what is it? It's simply a combination of earth, water, fire, air, ether, and then the subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and false ego. So attraction to a physical body is a form of illusion. That's all it is. We may be attracted to the soul of the person within the body, but not to the body itself, because the body actually is not really beautiful. In any sense of the term, because if you understand it from this physiological and biological and chemicological analysis, that's what it is. It's just a combination of different elements.
But because of the
attraction, due to our association of material energy, we're attracted. And that attraction is powerful. How do you break that attraction, or how do you transcend the attraction, is to become attracted to Krishna. But one has to endeavor to get over this attraction. Therefore, one has to see the soul within the body and not the body itself. The beautiful girl who is young and very attractive in so many years will be just a bag of bones with all wrinkles, right? The young, handsome man who's, you know, he's got big muscles and he can do all kinds of, speak all kinds of nice ways. After a while, he gets, you know, arthritis, and his muscles start to sag, and all kinds of things happen. Time catches up, right? So try to see before and after, and not just now. Try to see after. But really, the way to transcend the attraction for that is to become attracted to Krishna. Become attracted to Krishna, because Krishna is eternally attractive. Just like we have so many deities on the altar, just like in the morning when you're taking darshan for Mangalarti or for greeting of the deities, you don't even know where to put your eyes. You just go from one deity to another, and then sometimes you focus on one particular deity who captures your heart and mind, and you just stay there for a while. But then again, somehow or other, the mind goes to somebody. Krishna has come and, I mean, if you look at it, there's Jagannath, Baladev, Lady Subhadra, Radha and Krishna, and there's Gornitai, and there's, you know, there's Vrindadevi also there, there's also Lakshmi Nisringa, Prahlada Nisringa, Giri Govardhan and Shalagrams. There's not so many different categories, but within each of the categories, there's so many varieties. The deities look different within each in their own category. They all have their own personalities, they all have their own little moods. So Krishna is not only attractive, he has unlimited varieties within his own personalities and his own forms that are unlimitedly attractive. Krishna is attractive within the categories and so many categories of attractiveness. He's attractive for everybody. There's always somebody who can get attracted to Krishna in one form or another.
So,
develop attraction for Krishna. But this attraction for the opposite sex, of course, and Prabhupada said, in married life, if you're attracted physically to your husband or wife, that's a cause of fall down. You should have a relationship, and there may be loving affection, but if we become overly attracted based on bodily attachment, then that will make it difficult for one to actually transcend physical consciousness, material consciousness. Only through the process of seeing beyond the body, you see the soul within the body. But still, one has to be very careful in the association of the opposite sex. Because even if one is, Prabhupada, even if one is very highly advanced in spiritual life, one can easily become victimized by the attraction of the opposite sex. And there are so many examples how great souls have fallen down because of that.
Zbog toga.
If because of a little inattention.
Zbog malo nepažnje.
Because of inattention. If one becomes inattentive and becomes too carefree and frivolous, both in speech and in activity, or in the way of interaction, then one can somehow find oneself in a very difficult situation. So, therefore, there is an etiquette, proper etiquette. Men and women should deal with each other based on the etiquette. The principle of respect and honor go to women from men, and the principle of what we say motherly concern of women towards men. That's basically Prabhupada's. Women see the men as more like sons, and the men see the women as mother. And Prabhupada said that. When Prabhupada was asked by the ladies, how should women see men? She said, Prabhupada said, you should see him as your son. And there's a kind of what we say natural caring, but not sensual. Not sensual. You don't have sensual relationships with your children. So women should see men as their children, and men should see women as their mother. That's the actual understanding. And then therefore we use the term mataji. Sometimes people think that term is not really a good term. But Prabhupada gave us the term mataji. It actually, in India, when you call a lady mataji, she is honored. She feels really happy and honored that she's been giving some respect by that term. It's actually an affectionate term for mother. So in that way, if we have that type of relationship, of course, if one is married, then that's different. Prabhupada said all men should see all women as mother except their wife. Except their wife. And it's a different relationship there. By following that understanding, then we can somehow or other avoid what is called the pitfalls of unnecessary attraction or even aversion. Even aversion, like that.
Privlačnosti ili čak odbojnosti.
The soul is by nature attractive.
Duša je po prirodi
and in the body,
privlačna.
Soul exhibits its qualities through the body, and therefore the body becomes attractive.
Tijelo, i zato tijelo
but we have
privlačno.
To see beyond the body and see the soul within the body.
I sagledati
or
dušu
see
koja
the person
njega,
as different from the body.
Kao različito od tijela.
And understand the relationship between the two.
Odnos između
but this attraction for the opposite sex based on lust, lust, let's talk about lust, right?
You
want to talk about that?
What
is lust? It's compared to a fire-eating demon.
There's
a picture in the Bhagavad Gita of this demon that's devouring everything. He's made out of fire. It says lust is the eternal enemy of the conditioned soul.
Eternal.
Again, what is lust? It's that natural love directed towards the material energy. And Krishna, when Arjuna asked Krishna a question in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, my dear Krishna, what forces a person to act sinfully, even though they know it's wrong, even against their will? They know it's wrong, but what compels them to act anyway? And Krishna answers, Kama Asha, Krova Asha, Raja Guna Samudbhava, Maha Shano Shapno Maha Papap Vidyeha Viharvarinam. Krishna said, it is lust only, Arjuna, which comes in contact with the material energy, comes in contact with the mode of passion, and later is transformed into anger, which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of will. Because lust can never be satisfied. Satisfying lust is like trying to put a fire out by adding a log to it. If a fire is blazing and you add a log to it, when you add a log to it, the fire goes down because the log sits on the fire and makes the fire go down. So for a few minutes, when lust becomes satisfied, it's like that. But then again, give it a few moments, and then it blazes even more, stronger than it did beforehand. So to satisfy lust, the way to satisfy it is stop trying to satisfy it. But when you try to stop satisfying lust, it's like not feeding a tiger. Not feeding a tiger. When you don't feed a tiger, what happens? He gets really angry. And if you don't feed him for 2 days, say you don't feed him for 1 day, he gets really angry. 2 days. And then, after 3 or 4 days, he becomes so weak, he turns into a pussycat.
So
lust is like that. When you don't feed it, it becomes worse. It just gets worse. And sometimes it gets so worse, you think, ah, save me! Maya, come and save me! Help! Give me some sense gratification. But then, after a while, if you maintain that, then after a while, it goes away. Prabhupada says it's like an itch. You have an itch, you know, scratch. I just had a whole bunch of itches, so I know I can talk from realization.
I was
scratching, thinking, oh, this is so good. And after a while, oh, no, what did I do? It's worse than before. But it's just like you just got to scratch. And then you scratch it and it goes and then it comes back and it's just worse. But if you don't scratch it at first, it's like really intolerable. Then it just, after some time, it just gets less and less and less. So lust is like that. It's exactly like that. So in that series of questions, the question by Arjuna, Krishna answers. And then he tells you where this lust sits. It sits in the mind, it sits in the intelligence, and it sits in the senses. These are the seating places of lust, mind, intelligence. And Krishna gives the formula. He says, by regulating the senses, one can destroy this, this one can conquer over this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. Thus is considered one that destroys knowledge and self-realization. But here's the formula. It's in the Bhagavad Gita. Regulating the senses is the way. Krishna has given the formula. But how not to awaken lust?
Ne probudite požudu.
What is that verse?
Kako ide taj stih?
Jayate visayam pumsam sangat sansad sajayate sangat sajayate kama kama krodha vijayate krodha bhavati sammoham sammoham sriti brahmasa buddhina sa buddhina sa panashiti. Panashiti means falls down.
Panashiti znači pada.
By contemplating sense objects,
posmatranjem objekata,
lust.
Osoba razvija
from lust,
požudu.
One becomes unfulfilled, there's anger.
Požuda
nezadovoljena
nastaje ljutnja.
One becomes
ljutnja.
Deluded in consciousness. From delusion comes bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered,
iluzija,
intelligence is lost. As soon as the memory becomes clouded, the intelligence goes. And when intelligence is lost, panashiti, and one falls into the material consciousness again. So it starts by contemplating sense objects. So here's the formula. Stop contemplating sense objects. Contemplate Krishna. Devotional service. As soon as we contemplate sense objects, we awaken that desire to fulfill.
Objekte, onda se budi ta potreba da zadovoljimo
the mind is thinking, feeling, and willing.
Misli,
so through the process of thinking,
misli,
we arouse a feeling.
Osjećaj i želje.
And from when the feeling gets strong, then the desire becomes
a kad osjećanje postane snažno,
in such a way that we want to satisfy
onda se
that desire.
Pojave,
so stop contemplating
sense
objects. Contemplate Krishna or devotional service. Something spiritual.
Objekte,
so,
Krishna,
that's the formula.
Služenje. To je, dakle,
and as we engage in devotional service, we try to remove this
služenje,
palumba,
na taj način
pretty much to hard
palumbu,
to remove.
Koji,
he disguises
vrlo
himself
vrlo
as a
cowherd
boy.
Jer on se
he looks like,
kao dječak pastir,
you know, something different.
Kao nešto što nije, nešto drugačije, nešto drugo.
But one has to be fixed in knowledge, and one has to be one has to understand the process.
Moramo shvatiti proces.
Okay. And then,
I ta, a onda,
profit, adoration, and distinction.
Profit.
I've given up gross sense gratification. I'm no longer interested in
profit,
gross sense gratification. But then I'm interested
to znači,
in what?
Odbacujem grubo čumo uživanje, ne zanima me to više, ali šta me zanima, želim da me slave,
getting praise, getting position, getting followers, getting money, all these other things. When we start giving up the gross, then the subtle starts to come
grubo,
more.
Počinje se
and then
pojavljivati
the
Paralambasura
represents both the gross and the subtle.
I Paralambasura predstavlja i grubo i subtilno.
Advancement in Krishna consciousness is simply purification
znači
of the heart.
Pročišćenje srca.
It is not based on what you are or who you are. In other words, it's not based on your position. It's not based on, you know, your service so much. It's not based on anything but purification of the heart. Therefore, one who is advanced really is one who's purifying their heart, not one who is, you know, like sometimes we think, well, you know, because that's a preacher, they're advanced, or because that person's doing this service, they're advanced. No, it's really the purification of the heart. So, position, power, distinction, facilities, money, but all these things are not indications of spiritual advancement. They may be, but they also may be simply pitfalls where Maya will trap you later on. That's why in many cases, Krishna doesn't give these things to certain devotees because they know they can't handle them. They can't handle them. Krishna may not give you all these other things.
Krishna možda neće dati sve te druge
because
stvari.
They become overwhelmed by them.
Zato što onda takvi bhakti
of course, when we get power, position, facilities,
njima,
praise, whatever
slavu,
we get, we use that for Krishna's service. We give it back to Krishna in
the
form of devotional service. But there's a
thing
called Ranga Tarangini.
Ali,
it's one of the pitfalls of bhakti, that one judges one's spiritual advancement by the externals rather than purification of the heart. One sees one's advancement based on what position they have, how many people say kijai. In other words, they see it in terms of their, you know, what surrounds them rather than the purification of the heart. And then sometimes we wonder why, you know, a big devotee, a so-called big devotee falls down. All of a sudden, where is he? Because he's not purifying his heart. That's why. He may be doing so many other things, but if the heart is not becoming purified, he's not becoming detached from material things and becoming more attached to Krishna, then what goes on as devotional service really is just accumulating more inertness, that's all. So how do we purify the heart? We have to develop attraction for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and rendering service to Vaishnavas. That's where the purification of the heart comes. By hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, the holy name, Krishna's pastimes, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, to develop an eagerness to hear and chant these, to remember them, to speak about them, and to serve Vaishnavas. This is where the purification of the heart comes, through these processes, the devotional service. So Palambasura is really a tough one. He's a big
demon.
And many people have become victimized by Palambasura. Therefore, Balaram, he is the original spiritual master. As we endeavor to get rid of Palamba from our life, and Balaram comes to the aid by sending the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, his representative, to assist the aspiring devotee to purify their heart from all these external features of material energy. So therefore, these two demons, Denok, representing, you know, both gross bodily consciousness and working hard for material things, ignorance of the soul, and Palambasura, desire for profit, admiration and distinction, and attraction for the opposite sex. These two, one has to work consciously to remove them in one's devotional service.
One has to make a conscious effort. Moramo, znači, svjesni napor uložiti u sve to.
Any questions?
Da li imamo pitanja?
Palambasura, Denukasura, yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Koji je razlog što neki ljudi...
Što neki ljudi ili neki bhakti do not have a cannot do this conscious
ne
effort to remove their anarthas which they know, they are present,
znaju,
but they cannot do this effort.
Ne
what is the reason for this?
Šta je razlog za to?
What is the reason why a devotee
zašto
cannot consciously
ne može
try to remove these things?
Uklonite te stvari.
Laziness?
Ljenost?
Too lazy.
Preljeni su.
Or,
ili pak,
don't really understand,
ne shvaćaju zaista,
you know, the value of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they don't think it's
zato
so important.
Ne misle da je to tako bitno.
When you understand what Krishna consciousness is, at least you get some understanding how valuable Krishna consciousness is. How complete Krishna consciousness is, and how wonderful it is, then you really make an effort to purify yourself.
da se pročistimo.
If you think, oh, it's a nice way to live.
A to je jedan fin način življenja.
You know, it can help me in different ways. But you don't really understand deeply from both philosophy or and from, you know, from the spiritual teachers. You know, that Krishna consciousness is our natural consciousness.
Ša izvorna svjesnost, prirodna svjesnost.
If we don't understand that, it's like if you don't know the value of something, you don't really put enough time, effort, and energy to use it, to protect
it.
Being a devotee means two things: purifying the heart and protecting yourself from falling back.
You're always
conscious not to make a mistake, to slip back.
Always
be careful, because whatever advancement we make is great effort, so we also want to be careful not to slip back. So if we get lazy, if we get inattentive, or if we just don't know the value of this process, then maybe little or no effort is made.
Onda ono nećemo uložiti uopće ili vrlo malo napora.
Or a devotee may have been trying and then he failed and said, well, why should I try?
I onda je rekao, zašto da dalje se trudim više?
But Prabhupada would always say,
you
know, don't be lazy.
Nemojte biti ljeni.
Whatever effort anyone makes,
koji god napor bilo ko uloži,
multiplies the results of that
effort
through his mercy. In other words, if you make one step forward, Krishna changes that one step into 10 by his mercy. Because your efforts are being supported by Krishna's mercy. But if you don't make any effort, then you don't get the mercy. You have to try. Krishna consciousness means you have to struggle. It's a struggle. To struggle against Maya. To struggle against our own attachments and conditioned
nature.
Does that help? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Laziness.
Just
lazy. Yes, Prabhu.
Možemo li reći da ljenost očitovanje niže gune neznanja i da zapravo kroz sadanu treba
poveći svoju svijest. Laziness is a feature of ignorance.
Da, ljenost je
odlika. People in the mode of passion are not lazy. It's in ignorance that laziness comes.
Ljudi u strasti nisu.
Laziness when it comes to spiritual life is like the death of spiritual life.
Ljenost je zapravo smrt duhovnog života.
So one can take the formula, okay, I'm lazy. But if I associate with people who are not lazy, and then I chant with them, I take prasadam with them, I associate with them, then the tendency of laziness, you know, is replaced with something, with some enthusiasm. Therefore, association, really, in all sense of the term, is the basis for all our progress and success.
We
have to associate with enthusiastic people. If you want to be enthusiastic, associate with someone who's enthusiastic.
A kako biti enthusiastic?
You want to be lazy? Find someone who's like that.
Ukoliko želite biti ljeni, nađite ljude kojima se to dopada.
It's automatic, but for some it's slower than others, faster than others.
Da, automatski se to odvija, ali za neke
like
ljude,
this one book distributor in America.
Kao jedan bakta koji dijeli u
knjigu. I mean, this devotee is so enthusiastic when he distributes books. Anybody who associates with him is just, their whole life is changed. When he distributes books, it's like, you can't describe it. He'll see a person from a distance and he'll run towards him. And then he'll just stop and with a big smile on his face, puts his hand out and says,
nice to see you today. How are you? He shakes his hand. He smiles, welcomes the person. And before they know it, the person's got a book. And he doesn't even know how he got it. He's so friendly and so enthusiastic and so intelligent. He's big, too. And he's just like so enthusiastic. He's really a unique person. And he's revolutionizing book distribution in America. So anyone who associates with, when you hear his lectures, when he speaks about book distribution, you just want to run out the door and just start distributing books, even before the lecture's over. He's like that. I mean, I was sitting in his lecture about a month ago, and I was just thinking, where's the books? I just wanted to get out there and do something. I don't usually do that. You know, when you have that kind of conviction, he's convinced about Krishna consciousness. And he puts all his heart and energy in it. And when he chants the prasadam prayer, oh my God, when you're done, you just want to, you feel like I'm ready for a feast. Prasadam prayer is like, it's like a major kirtan when he chants it. He's so enthusiastic. So when you meet people like that, you just understand what Krishna consciousness is. So when we associate with people who are enthusiastic, naturally we're going to get, something from that. Obviously. But then again, we have to continually take the association, not just
once in a while.
Any other questions? Palumbasaura, Deinokasaura?
Drugo pitanje.
Yes, funny, Seva.
Primijetila sam da Balaram odmah ubija demone, a Krishna se malo igra i bori s njima.
You're saying that Krishna takes his time and Balaram is more faster.
Krishna si da vremena, a ovaj Balaram
je when Balaram makes a decision, Balaram, he just carries it out immediately. He did that with
odluku, on to odmah sprovede.
He did that with who? Romaharshan Sutta.
Romaharshan Sutta.
Yeah. When Romaharshan Sutta was elected as the head of the assembly of the Nishranian sages, Balaram came,
Balaram došao,
and all the sages stood up except Romaharshan Sutta, because he was given the position of the head of the assembly.
On je bio izabran,
but he became proud because he got that position. So Balaram immediately, when he didn't stand up, Balaram took a piece of kusa grass and just finished him off.
And
then all the sages were shocked. Balaram, we just elected him.
Balaram
said, all right, I'll bring him back.
They
said, no, we don't want you to do that.
Okay,
we don't want to do say anything that you don't want to do.
Ne želimo da napraviš bilo što što ne želiš.
So he killed him immediately.
Odmah ga je ubio.
Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram are the same person.
I Balaram su ista
osoba. But you see the difference.
Ali vidite koja je razlika između.
Lord Nityananda is endowed with a certain type of mercy that is different. They're both merciful, but the mercy is exhibited in different ways. Lord Nityananda, although he was attacked and struck on the head in such a violent way by Jagai and Madai, he just didn't even consider an offense. He was only thinking of how to deliver these fallen persons. But Balaram, when Balaram was playing chess with King of Kalinga? No, he was playing chess with Rukmi. Rukmi was winning, and Balaram was losing. King of Kalinga was just laughing, and Balaram just took his club out and smashed him in the face and broke all his teeth. Don't mess with
Balaram.
There's one beautiful girl, lady, actually Vaishnavi. She used to take care of Jagannath.
Probably
you heard her name was Mother Landini.
ona se zvala Nandini.
She had so much love for Jagannath Baladev and Lady Subhadra. That was her worshipful deities.
To su bila njena obožavana
božanstva. She used to tell me stories.
I ona mi je pričala priče.
She told me a story one time. She was cooking for deities and she was late. And she was hurrying so she could get the offering on the time. And she ran there, put the plates on the altar. And then she said she left the deity room and then she heard a crash and walked it back in and Balaram's plate was all over the floor and she said he threw his plate, he was angry.
So
I can tell you one thing, if you don't serve Jagannath nicely, Balaram will let you know.
Balaram će vam dati do znanja.
Because Balaram protects Jagannath.
Jer Balaram štiti Jagannatha.
Just like the spiritual master in his role of taking care of the Lord, he also protects the Lord from our offenses. And there's a story in Srimantadvip, in Navadvip, that one island, there's the deities there, Jagannath, Baladev, Lady Subhadra, very wonderful deities. So one time, the temple, this was when the temple first started, it's our deities. Jaipatak Maharaj got those deities in 1979, but they're old. They're 500-year-old deities. Beautiful deities. And two men, one Muslim and one Hindu, were walking by the temple. So the Hindu man said, I'm going in and take darshan of the Lord. Would you like to come? The Muslim man said, no, no. And so he went in, took darshan, got some Jagannath prasadam. So then he offered some prasadam to his Muslim friend. The Muslim friend said, no, no, I don't eat food offered to idols. Because they have a different understanding. So that night, when that Muslim man went home, he had a dream. And Balaram appeared to him in the dream, and he was strangling him. He was choking him. He says, you don't like the food, the prasad of my brother, and you should die. Strangling him. Really, he was suffering in the dream. And Subhadra was there, and Jagannath was there, and he was laughing. He was in the dream. And Subhadra was there, she was saying, kill him, kill him, kill him. And Balaram was just, you know, strangling. You know, finally, somehow or other, he got some mercy. And he woke up and his neck was all red. He was completely disoriented. That day he went to the temple and he told him, he said, he came in and saw the pujari. He said, can I have some of that food that you offer here? And he told this story. He said, this white one, he appeared in my dream. He was strangling me. Yeah, I mean, he had visible marks, too. It wasn't like it was just a dream. It was more than a dream. So Balaram, he's very merciful. Prabhupada said we should pray to Balaram for spiritual strength. He gives spiritual strength. When Balaram appears within the life of a devotee, then the devotee can rid themselves of all material, you know, tendencies. Balaram is very merciful. And he's come again in an even merciful form as Lord Nityananda. One who thinks that Balaram and Lord Nityananda are two different personalities, and the scriptures give a very strong word, say that person is a Pashandi, or an atheist. One who sees a difference between Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda, same person.
Also,
very kind. Lord Balaram is very
ljubazan,
kind.
Balaram,
he is also very beautiful.
On je bio isto vrlo lijep.
He is a personification of transcendental beauty.
Transcendentalne ljepote.
Any other questions?
Još pitanja?
Palambasura.
Palamba.
Dainukasura. Yes, Prabhu.
Ima još jedna priča. U Brahmavarta Purane, o Denukasuri, da zapravo je on bio demon i bio povezan sa Tilotomom. Završili su pečenje kada je Durvasa molio. I on ih je proklao. I on je također onda kasnije pao Durvasa.
Durvasa. Because he cursed? Oh, he became victimized by
on
that.
On je postao žrtva, znači, te scene. I on ih je proslao, proklao.
Uma, the wife of Shiva? Oh, Usha. Usha, I'm sorry.
Znači, ovdje onda je Denuka postao Denuka.
If you read, you know, the pastimes in the Bhagavatam, you'll find that in these are the essence of the pastimes, but there is stories or histories before, and you go to other Puranas. Many of the other Puranas have what happened before, and sometimes what happened after also. Yeah, Bhagavad Puran has the
Bhagavad
essence.
Purana ima suštinu.
Yes, Pataji.
Kad se dođe požuda, može biti gruba? A onaj koji je nadišao grube stvari, on može naići na suptilnu požudu? Kao, na primjer, želite stvari, da si kupujete stvari. Da li postoji neki savjet koje nam možeš dati, kako da u praktičnom životu se možemo nositi s ovim stvarima. Ja, na primjer, ne želim stvari, ali kada dođem u kontakt sa nekim majicama, onda počnem misliti da želim ovo. Pokušavam, borim se svakodnevno, nema više, nećeš to raditi sada. Ali opet i opet.
Yeah, these tendencies are there, it's conditioned.
Te sklonosti postoje, to je uvjetovanost.
But you know, as a principle in spiritual life,
jedan
the principle is
u duhovnom životu glasi,
not too much, not too little.
Nemati niti previše, niti
too much means
previše
too much
znači,
time, energy, effort, maintaining,
napora,
trying to
održavanje,
use.
U pokušavanje,
and too little means one cannot
stvari,
practice spiritual life effectively
znači,
because certain needs are not there.
Da osoba ne može praktizirati duhovni život, pravilno jer određene potrebe nisu
zadovoljene.
Duhovni život
is the middle road.
Je zapravo
that is the road where you can find the balance.
Na kome možete naći ravnotežu.
Midam sarvam yatkin chatigam jagat tena jagtena bundi jaha magraha kasasvidanam. Everything is owned and controlled by the Supreme Lord once you take their quota. Now the quota for a grihasta and the quota for, you know, those in the renounced order, the brahmacharis and the sannyasis are different. But everyone has a quota and what is necessary. So no one can really clearly give you an exact understanding of what you need. But the principle one should cultivate is the mood of renunciation.
So that,
let me just take what I need and not become so much overwhelmed by so many things.
Samo ono što je potrebno i da ne budem previše.
Otherwise, it just interferes with our Krishna consciousness.
Sve drugo jednostavno staje na put naše svjesnosti Krišne.
So that tendency is there.
Zato ta sklonost postoje.
You can learn by experience.
Možete
you can learn by hearing.
Iskustvo možeš naučiti samo čuvši.
We have so much time, and our time should be used.
Vremena, onda to vrijeme se treba
in the best possible way.
Na najbolji mogući način. Like
and you know, when it comes right down to it, a lot of the stuff we have,
puno stvari koje posjedujemo, zapravo nam nisu potrebne.
You just don't need it. And when you lose it, you just realize I can live without it anyway.
Onda shvatite da svejedno mogu funkcionirati bez njih.
So why artificially?
Zašto?
You know, Prabhupada. People would give Prabhupada so many things, but he would take it, use it, and give it away.
On bi ih uzeo, koristio,
they give him rings, they would
dalje.
Give him watches, they would give him clothes.
Satove, odjeću,
and he would keep it, appreciate
zbrio,
the devotee for giving such nice gift, and then give it away.
I onda bi ga dao dalje.
So, you know, it's a good policy. Go through your house and see what you can give away. Brahmacharis can do that too. Go through their lockers and see what you don't need.
Šta će vam u životu stvari koje vam ne trebaju?
He go, he said, I need this. I need this too.
Da, i ovo mi treba.
You go through it and you just like,
kada prolazite kroz svoje stvari.
Anyway, if you're short of things, come to the Chicago Temple.
Ukoliko vam nedostaje opet posjede, onda dođite u Chicago hram, tamo imamo dosta viška stvari.
Anyway, that's another story.
To je druga već priča.
The point is,
there's three things you really need. Da tri stvari vam zaista
trebaju. The holy name,
sveto ime,
association of devotees,
društvo bhakta,
prasadam.
I prasadam.
That's it.
I to je to.
That's all you need.
To je sve što vam je potrebno.
Everything else is extra.
Sve drugo je višak.
Any doubts about that?
Da li imate sumnje oko toga?
I mean, okay, so this grihastha life.
Naravno, drugo je grihastha života.
Accordingly,
ali pokušajte živjeti jednostavno.
Grihasthas can be simple too.
I grihaste mogu biti jednostavni.
I think I know some grihasthas
ja
are more simple than
koji su jednostavni.
Sannyasis.
Od sannyasis.
Brahmachari. Sometimes the brahmacharis and sannyasis.
Brahmachari, sannyasi.
You know, they have a lot. Too many things.
Puno previše stvari.
So try to downsize. It's a good policy.
Pokušajte umanjiti. To je dobar.
Get rid of. And don't, you know.
Oslobađajte se stvari.
Try to get more and more. It's just a system. It's just an infatuation. It's really not important. Okay, so I think Vyasaki Prabhu is waiting. I was looking for Krishna Kshetra, and I didn't see him, so I kept going.
Video, zato sam
and then I realized there was a schedule change.
Da je došlo do promjene rasporeda.
Okay, thank you very much.
Srila
Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Thank you. Thank you.